The Greater Accra Regional Mental Health Coordinator, Etonamblele, says the high level of stigmatization of mental patients is undermining the efforts of mental health care professionals. He said the deliberate act of neglecting or discriminating against persons with mental health disorders is a crime and a punishable offense under the Mental Health Law Act 846. A report by Nathaniel Nati. A World Health Organization data indicate that mental health disorders accounted for 12% of the global disease burden, with the number expected to rise to 15% by 2020. In Ghana, one out of four people have the tendency to suffer from mental disorder. In addition, 98% of mentally ill persons do not have access to mental health care. It is based on this that the Christian Health Association of Ghana, with support from the Department of International Development, DFID, organized a health forum as part of efforts towards improving the quality of life of persons suffering from mental illness. The Greater Accra Regional Mental Health Coordinator, Etonamblele, said there is a challenge in determining an individual's mental state, adding that the major cause of mental disorders is the chemical imbalances in the brain. He spoke on plans to decentralize the mental health care delivery to various health institutions.
We are aiming at all health facilities that are providing some form of mental health care. The regional hospitals are supposed to have between 10 to 20 bed psychiatric wings, and currently three hospitals have that. The Volta Regional Hospital has it, the Eastern Regional Hospital has it, the Brown Apple Regional Hospital has it. Very soon, other regions will come on board with these facilities. The law says that anybody who deliberately neglects or discriminates against a person with mental disorder is liable to a summary conviction of what? 500 penalty units or 2 years in prison or both. Treatment for mental ill persons is free at the point of sale. Over the few years, we take about 120 people off the street. They have been managed and repatriated as to their families.
The president of the Mental Health Authority, Bishop Godson Akpalu, said the lack of interest in the mental health service is not good for the country's development agenda.
There is a thin line between sanity and insanity. Very thin line. Mental health is just like climbing 16-story building without lifting. In fact, there's a lot of frustration in mental health because many people are not interested. Even the leadership of this country.
The CEO of the Christian Health Association, Peter Yeboa, highlighted some areas the association will focus on in the campaign to improve mental health care.
We want to improve access to mental health for every human being. Secondly, we want to create awareness on mental health. The third one is that we want to reduce the stigma and shame associated with mental health.
Mr. Yeboa debunked the attack on mentally ill persons as violent and urge health service providers and families of mental patients to show compassion to them because it helps in their recovery.